How about a 4.7 Andy and Mel, 9:17 up to 38 today, some fog, and we're a little icy dicey out there. Don't be dumb today. Easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be dumb.
Very slow.
Drive slow. Slow down.
And don't throw an apple out of your vehicle.
Yeah, don't do that either.
I actually got an email from Officer Sam Clemens.
Yeah, he probably figured you weren't quite a believer yet.
Maybe. He said, here's the state law, South Dakota Codified Law 34A-7-7. Littering from a motor vehicle prohibited. No person may dump, deposit, drop, throw, discard, or otherwise dispose of litter from any motor vehicle upon any public roadway. A violation of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor. Now, and then he also added on there, this is a $170 ticket.
Yeah.
So hopefully this clears it up for you. Feel free to call or email me with any questions, Sam. Thanks, Sam, for emailing.
But what if it's an apple tree driving down the road and it drops an apple?
Now, what if I decided to purposely put an apple there for an animal to eat? Would that be littering?
Where?
In the ditch.
Technically, yes, it would be.
Just saying, if I purposely sat it down for an animal, say, here, ants, I want you, to eat this apple.
I don't know why you'd be so worried about ants, because they're not going extinct.
Okay.
There's not, you know.
When I wanted to feed them.
The squirrels are still going to be here in the spring.
They will?
Yeah. They won't. The population, the squirrel population is doing just fine. You don't really need to throw apple cores out your window.
What if I'm
to make sure the squirrels survive.
Sat them down.
Stop. Just stop. And here's another little tip of advice for people who like to feed squirrels. If you would like to put corn cobs maybe somewhere in your backyard, as my wife used to.
Okay.
She quit doing it after the summer we had corn growing in our backyard.
No, that would happen, yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many times and you know what? Corn plants are pretty hardy. They keep coming back even though you mow them.
They do.
Yeah, they're tough.
You have to dig them up.
I pulled them. They were little. It wasn't a big
thing.
Then
they should be okay.
Yeah, but anyway, they're pretty tough, so... Of all the dumb things. So, I have a list of the 7 ways you're most likely to get caught cheating.
Okay.
Number 7. Loser just broke down and confessed. Of course, this is relationship cheating. I'm talking about.
I was just going to ask you, cheating are you speaking of?
Well, not all of them are... Well, yeah, I misread... Oh my God, here, I'm so stupid. I misread a bolded word act as ACT, like you're cheating on the ACT.
Oh, I thought we said don't be stupid this morning.
Well, I tried not to be. Number 7, the poor schlub just broke down and confessed.
Okay.
2%. Number 6, 3% of the time the partner was told by a family member. That's how they got busted.
Ooh.
5% were ratted out by their partner or ratted out when their partner was told by a friend. Number 4, 11% were caught in the ACT. That spells act.
It does.
Number 3, 13% left a file on their computer that the partner found.
Ooh.
23% got caught when their partner checked their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, 41% of cheaters who were caught got busted when they went through their cell phone.
That's usually where
you're going to get busted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was, for some reason, a British insurance website did this.
Odd.
Yeah. A cell phone insurance company.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
Mobileinsurance.co.uk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird that they would do that particular study or survey.
I know. Do they have, like, in the UK, do they have to put co.uk on the end of their web address? Or is it like an area code where if you're in the area code, you don't have to?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we do here with the area code if it's long distance.
Yeah.
If it's a local call, you don't have to use the area code.
Right.
I think someday that's going to go away. We'll have to dial, even for a local call, we'll have to dial 605.
You think so?
Sooner or later.
Why?
In Denver, I had to.
Oh.
Because there's two area codes in Denver, 303 and 720. Didn't matter. Even if you were calling another 303 number, you still had to dial 303.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
We're such a big state, we got one area code.
Just one.
You think we'll run out of phone numbers?
I don't know.
I mean, they've got all the phone numbers in the world under 605, you know. every possible combination, I think, is up for grabs.
I think it's fine. I think we've got probably a while before that would happen.
We might have to throw apple cores at the phone number so we have enough. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Are you talking about the littering law again?
No.
I could have swore that sounded like you were talking about the littering law.
Because I
read you the law, but it still didn't make you understand it.
I had this internet quote of the day before that.
Yeah, 923, Hot 104.7.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. This is Hollywood Dirt,
Hot 104.7.
Glaze Mark Zolling addresses sexual battery and assault lawsuit against him. He said, quote, "You hear about fraudulent lawsuits all the time. Until it happens to you, you really don't grasp what it does, not just to you, but to your family. And you want the legal process to happen as fast as possible, but it takes time. I just want the chance to defend myself, and I will vigorously." In order to play Steve Jobs, Ashton Kutcher had put his health at risk by adopting Jobs' strict fruit-only diet. He says, quote, "The fruitarian diet can lead to several issues. I was doubled over in pain. My pancreas levels were completely out of whack. It was really terrifying considering everything." And Jobs did die of pancreatic cancer, so which is interesting as well. Mm. 9 African-American former American Idol rejects from various seasons have banded together to accuse the show of racism, and they're planning to sue. Their lawyers accuse Idol of engaging in, quote, "cruel and inhumane scheme to exploit and humiliate black contestants for ratings." Idol says that's bogus. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
That is bogus. They exploit everyone who goes on that show
exactly.
for ratings.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. 933, Flo Rida.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 937 up to 38 today. Still a little foggy out there. Looks like it's starting to burn off a little bit. It's 34, of course, as it has been for about the last 3 hours.
Yeah, it really hasn't changed.
No, not at all. If you missed out on Officer Sam Clemens from the Sioux Falls Police Department explaining to Mel...
And you asked the question.
I only asked the question because you doubted me. You questioned my interpretation of the law that was pretty cut and dried.
Just argue with you sometimes to argue.
I know. And let me tell you how much I love it.
I know you love it.
There was a, I saw a tweet from, let's see, where is it? David Montgomery from the Argus Leader.
Yeah.
That 62 South Dakota lawmakers have signed on to a declaration that the federal government is barred from regulating guns. And there's a bill in the legislature, Senate Bill 207.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, that's going to be interesting if, because South Dakota's not the only one doing this.
Right.
Where they're trying to say, yeah, you're violating the Constitution, so we're not going to allow anything you do, which is technically not within their power to do.
Right. Hmm.
But it's going to be interesting because there's a bunch of states that have done the same things.
So. Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't passed yet. They've just, it's, you know, in the legislature, but interesting. There is a also a story I found this morning of a way that, you know, global warming, kind of a hot topic, allegedly,
yeah,
for some people. Panasonic has got the solution to global warming.
By the way, was your pun intended there?
What?
Hot topic, global warming?
No.
Oh.
Happy coincidence.
Okay, just wondering.
I would never do something so...
punny?
No, I'm not into the TV quality puns, no.
Well, it was punny, though.
They've developed something called artificial photosynthesis, or a artificial photosynthesis system. It can remove carbon dioxide from the air just like plants do. Because like we breathe in oxygen and put out carbon dioxide, plants do the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and kick out oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say it doesn't use a lot of energy. It would be about as efficient as an actual plant, which is all good news. But the best part is that Panasonic's invention not only removes CO2, it also turns it into alcohol. At least that's the hope. It can probably produce ethanol as a byproduct, which of course is the same thing we use in cars. And it's the same alcohol that's in beer, wine, liquor, whatever. They plan to put machines near factories and power plants to remove carbon dioxide that is produced there. and clean up the atmosphere.
Interesting.
If they can pull it off.
And make some booze while they're at it.
Or fuel for vehicles.
Or fuel for vehicles, yeah. That too.
They're not, it's not a still. They're not making moonshine. It just happens to be the same type of alcohol.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Yeah. I'm hoping for cheaper fuel.
That would be nice.
You're hoping for a bottle of vodka.
Well, whatever.
Didn't pet enough people this weekend, did you?
I didn't drink vodka this weekend, okay. Thank goodness.
Probably a good idea. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on.
Every time you're a hero. Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't be dumb. Drive slower than normal because it's slippery. Well, middle of the day, you can probably speed up because it'll be 30-some.
A little
well
bit.
Well above freezing.
Yeah.
But don't be dumb. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Last week, a man in Canada took a six-hour bus ride to meet up with a woman he's been talking to online. But when it got to the bus station, she didn't show. So he called 911 to report he'd been stood up. But, you know, standing someone up is not illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the dispatcher told him that, he got madder. Because it's Canada. They didn't arrest him, but they just told him to cool off.
Cool off, eh?
Eh?
Ease up, hoser. This guy really needs to stop watching romantic comedies.
Okay.
Or maybe he saw The Graduate too many times. In real life, you don't really bust into a church on someone's wedding day to stop them from getting married.
Not usually.
They won't run away with you. Because they got all those gifts waiting for him at the reception, mainly. And if you have to commit a felony along the way, she's probably really not going to go with you. Last week, 30-year-old Andrew Curtis of West Valley City, Utah, wanted to stop his ex-girlfriend from marrying another man. But he didn't have a car to race to the church, so he improvised. He stole a truck.
Oh, good
and
idea.
Sped to the church. He was going so fast that he lost control in the church parking lot and did about $1,000 damage to property and other cars. I'm assuming he didn't stop the wedding. He was arrested for auto theft. As the cops were arresting him, he confessed that he'd also used meth the day before and hadn't slept or eaten in a day.
Okay.
So, yeah. Nice work. Time for us to scoot on out of here. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow. It is 9:51, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.